I was on with the governor of Georgia. He's got a hurricane down there, and I was trying to help him, and I'm sorry I kept you. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. We've got a problem out there on this Polish-American Congress.
Yeah.
I don't want to be showing up at any of these meetings with Hoy Palloy, and particularly with Miller and Goldwater either, at any of these conventions. And so I just haven't gone to any of them where they're going to be present, whether it's American Legion or what it is. This fellow Rosemarick,
yeah,
has been shoving us to accept this invitation, and we had tentatively considered it, thought we might do it.
Well, I understood you were going to do it on a separate day, not with Miller.
Well, I know it, but they got him, they told us that they hadn't invited any of them and there wouldn't any of them be there. But then they went and told the newspapers that they were going to get him one day and me the next day. I don't want to be that kind of arrangement. Now, I don't want that to be the reason for it. I've just never have told them as firm at all. But they have been kind of putting it out a little bit that we're awfully alarmed because we are rushing in to try to salvage the great defections of the Poles.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been awfully good to the Poles. I came out there and spoke to them, as you remember, last year. And I've had them in here with the Pulaski submarine, and I have had all the editors in here, and I've gone down and made a speech about liberating their country, and we've done everything I know.
Let's think a little about it. What would be wrong if you were here? Say that they came the day after or the day before into the convention. It is a convention.
I'll tell you what I'll be doing then. I'll be having a regular forum all over the United States till November the 4th, when the DFW will have me one day and have Miller the next.
You won't be there to... Oh, I see.
The farmers will have me one day and Miller the next. The American Legion... No, I just don't go to them. I don't go to these conventions that they go to, because we got 1,000 invitations, we can only take 30. So
let's think it out.
We don't want to build up Miller.
You've got such a story, and you've got such a contrast, that I wouldn't be concerned to go any place, because what you're going to say, whether it be the day before or the day after, so completely overshadows anything that he or the opposition is going to say, that if it is a good place, I would go, because after all, why not tell our story? If it's with the Poles or the Italians, or if it's with the Legion, or no matter where the hell it is, you have, and the contrast in the reception that will be put on, and the contrast in the welcome, and the contrast in what you're saying will be, if anyone there, no matter who they are, compares Johnson with Miller or with Goldwater or any on another day, it all renounced to your favor. You don't gain anything by saying, well, if you invite the opposition, or you don't say it, but the word goes around, if the opposition is invited to any day of your convention, I won't appear. Because then it looks as though you're afraid of the things that are going to be said by the opposition, and then your appearance will, on the contrary, you tell such a story, you do such a good job, and with the help of everyone else, everyone in that convention will come away with the idea, well, by God, there's one thing you got to admire the president for. He's put it on the line. He's sincere. These other people are hypocritical. They're doing all of these things. I think the contrast would be marvelous. Now, I'm not saying you should make all of them, but where you have these big conventions, and this outfit particularly, they did that 4 years ago. They invited Nixon one day and then John Kennedy the next. Well, when they invited Nixon, what Nixon said showed up so poorly as to what Kennedy said the next day. And then with our help in filling the different places in the hall and the demonstrations beforehand, it eclipsed entirely. And the Nixon thing got about a quarter of a page, and the Kennedy thing was splashed all over it. So what he said in the reception and from the time he came into Chicago until he left. Well, I don't see this, Mr. President, and I know you're the president, you decide. Any place that you appear, in my opinion, what you've done, when you start to tell the record, as you did in our convention on that Wednesday night and also on Thursday. When you start to tell what you did since you've been president, I wouldn't give a damn who they had. They're representing the Republican Party the day before or the day after. The majority of those delegates are going to come away with the idea, well, by God, we've got to support Johnson for the reason of what he stands for and what he did. And if we don't do that, then it looks as though we're worried or we're concerned or we're afraid of appearing any place. I don't say appear on the same day or I don't say a debate, but I don't think we should completely erase and remove ourselves from any of these conventions. I would love to see you in the largest of the conventions appear the day after and after Miller or Goldwater or anything else as to what they're going to say in this election, and then after the people hear you and see you and you report what you've done and what you plan on doing, my God, this is what we want to do throughout the country if we can do it. And I'm convinced every damn place you go, you will pick up new people and new votes and new supporters. And I would ask in all sincerity to give another look at that position. Because if you don't, then we get the idea or these columnists and all that, the president doesn't want to appear any place where the opposition has been invited in any convention. And you and I know that isn't a reasonable position because you don't give a damn who is there representing the Republican Party on the day before, the day after. You're going to come and deliver your message. And your message, in my opinion, will convince the majority of the people, whether they're Poles, Italian, Chinese, or what they are, as to what you're trying to do. And I think we'd make a grave mistake if after even this story, we know Rosemary plays it, on both sides of the field, back and forth, although we keep putting the armor on them. We just made his daughter one of the associate judges out here, and we can get him to do anything we want helping you. At the same time, he's trying to lead this great nationalistic group. But if something happened, if there was something of a national emergency and you couldn't make it, fine. But if it isn't, I would think you'd think again and talk over with your advisors this position, because you see, if this position gets out in this campaign, it's no good for you, because it implies, well, Johnson has taken the attitude he won't appear at any convention where Goldwater or Miller appears. And this, I think, would be bad, because then the inference and the implications and the columnists would start writing that Johnson just wants his own story told. He's afraid of Miller. He's afraid of what Goldwater will say. And he doesn't want them at any of the conventions where he accepts the invitation. And you and I know that this isn't a reasonable position in a political campaign. We'll go any place. You tell your story and the way you tell it and your accomplishments. Let them tell all the untruths and the lies they want to tell. And I'm convinced no matter who we're talking to and who you're appearing before, you'll come out of that picture way ahead.